Okay, I'm going to call this meeting back to order. We were discussing the budget for fiscal year 2021 to 2022. Jimmy was giving some updates, so you want to proceed?
Pretty much what I gave out a while ago is the, in my mind, the working gears on this budget. And I guess at this point, anything that we need to change, alter, whatever, for discussion.
You like to say that much, really?
Huh?
So the salaries have all been adjusted to reflect the right way? That what's been changed over to sewer, there's no $179,000 worth of raises?
Hold on a second. I'm just started flipping through here. This only printed through the general fund expenses.
There's another one for revenue. You look for revenue?
But we've got expenses for... It's just got sewer, everything in it?
Is it 13? Yeah. Is it 13 pages?
It's all kinds of blank pages. Page 8.
Well, now, mine didn't print either. Put this part right here.
Yeah. From page 8 on, it's blank.
I'm serious.
My last entry is sewer department. Is that your last entry? Sewer department?
Well, sanitation, sewer, water, is that it?
I don't go that far.
Yeah, you do. Page 8 is the end, is where everything's settled up, right?
Right.
This one, it's right here. That's the end. Here.
Where am I? I'm missing something here, guys.
This is the last page. Well, no, that's salaries.
Yeah.
Maybe your pages are out of order.
No. Is there more than 8 pages?
Well, I printed his the same way, the same time. You got all of them or you don't?
No. I go to page 7, it's got everything totaled out. And then I have a separate one for revenue and a separate one for...
Now, the ones that was included in the packet... Okay, hold on a second.
I don't have a copy of it.
This is the one I printed from the email, and this is where it ends at.
Okay, so this is the last page.
Yeah.
We get all these extra pages over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
This just means waste
okay.
of paper.
I'm bad.
He's straightened out now.
Are we good, though?
I think we're good.
See, that ends it.
Okay.
Right.
What got me is it says general fund at top.
That's the header, probably. So
yeah.
I don't know how those print like that. The other ones do.
He's having fits over here. You send it to Jimmy now. He'll have fits. It's gone back and forth between
I'm getting hungry. Better stay away.
Alright, so where do we start?
Should we be hangry?
Okay, so if we do this line by line, guys, we're going to be here till tomorrow morning. So let's not do that.
Do you want to? It's 11,000 and something. Look on the last page, Jeff.
This last page?
Yeah, the bottom number in the right hand corner.
Yeah, 11,900.
Yeah, that's total what the bonuses are set at. So you want those removed or?
The bonuses?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't foresee us not giving them out.
And I do too. I just, the way I look at it is they'll know what it's budgeted. We're going to actually
so
get it.
So how much are you putting in there?
It's 11,600, I think.
900.
No. Mm-hmm. And that's everybody with $350 each.
Is that what we gave them the last time?
Yeah.
Now, where in expenses do you have that in the first? is it a line item in here somewhere?
For what is?
For the bonuses.
It's in each area, like admin, be on our bonuses.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Okay, well, let me ask the question here on that. In the past, we've always tried to make the bonuses come out to a particular amount, depending on taxes.
Okay, we're talking about.
If we're allocating, for instance, on page one, $350.
Each group has one.
Yeah, okay.
That's not including the taxes and all that.
Okay, and all the taxes are included in FICA and across the board farther into the expenses, correct?
Yes.
When you say line item number, like 601, 012700, and 1001,
Yeah.
That'll be what you find.
Okay.
So in what you presented to us tonight, there's nothing that we haven't discussed and didn't approve. Everything that's in here has been approved.
The only thing is the bonuses, the EDAs in there.
We discussed the EDAs, right. I expected that.
And then public works with the pay increases, still lower under than what the town is. Yeah. Anything stands out? Or?
Not yet.
So is there only one person listed under administrative now?
Yes, ma'am.
And one person listed under treasurer?
Well, what is that if you look at the other page I gave you, right there, the two highlighted ones is on the ones that split. That's me and Kathy. Everybody else is set up as where they were got a mark.
Okay. What about employee one? Yeah, okay. Underneath it is. And so that highlight is just the employee 11.
Right. And that's what separates the 50% on each one.
Do you see a problem with putting the bonuses in there like that?
If it's a balanced budget, there shouldn't be any problem with it. It's balanced, correct?
It is. The only thing that it's up to y'all if you want to change that or not, but I found out Thursday or Friday that the police department, and you have to go to your revenue section.
I did notice it. You mean
I got a letter from DCJS, and the police department is getting more than what we anticipated from the 599 fund.
What number is that?
Be in the revenue section.
Mm-hmm.
Under 100-, it's under fees, royalties, license, and other miscellaneous revenue. I had $50,000.
The law enforcement supplement?
Yes.
Okay.
I had $50,000 on earned, they're actually getting $52,570.
I have a question on this year-to-date budget. The line item for the fire department.
Yes.
We budgeted $12,000, but so far they've spent $12,676.04. We know why, what?
Why it went over?
Yeah.
Not for sure.
Because usually that's like right.
Yeah, the fire department's got a history of in the last month of the year going in and
spending a lot.
Are we monitoring that, and are we requiring orders?
I have yet to get one from the fire department. So.
No purchase orders?
No.
So don't pay their bills?
So far, the only thing we paid that I can think of is the insurance and
the insurance
and fuel.
That's fine.
Because your fuel comes out of that operations also.
So would that be the $676 more?
Can't elaborate on that.
In turn, is that going to be for everybody? But every department that's using vehicles with their gas going back up?
No.
But when the last budget was made, gas was still high anyway.
It was.
So it shouldn't.
And if you look at the line item for the fuels,
I mean, there, I'm say there's a line item for fuel.
Right, and they're in. I don't think anybody went over fuels.
So that's had to have been something else. And then some other purchase.
And they've been told, they've been informed that they can't buy anything.
Right.
Without a purchase order.
Right.
And they're still not.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Other than their insurance, I don't remember signing
anything. Well, insurance is right. To me, is an invoiced item anyway.
Kathy, do you remember signing anything for the fire department come across? So I don't either. Unless that was early on, very possible.
I'd like to see a budget from them that explains what they're asking for. Every other volunteer fire department does it. Iris used to do it.
Yeah. All that's been removed out of the
trial
laws.
Theirs?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that have to be approved by us? Their charter? Would that not have to come through us?
With their budget?
Their charter.
Well, just their charter.
With bylaws.
Their bylaws that they operate under should. I mean, generally, I would think that it would have originally came through us because they're not a separate 501c3.
No.
And under the COVID provisions, the fire department, the chief reports to council. So, yeah, I mean, I would think so.
So they voted to
change their bylaws.
In 2018.
Wrote us
2010?
Out.
2010?
18.
Wrote us out, took us completely off their agenda, and want us to pay their bills.
The only thing in there that states that they will contact council on is if they have any disciplinary issues.
And even then, they don't.
Well, let me make a suggestion.
Sorry.
As a formal request, let's through your office, let's make a request for those bylaws and give us a legal opinion.
You got them. They gave them to him the other day.
They finally gave me those.
But
I want to see the ones before that.
But Jeff, what you're saying is maybe he needs to initiate a formal request from our lawyer saying he wants to see the bylaws.
Yeah, and you know, the...
Not that Jimmy's already got them.
No, he's already got them. I mean, you know, just a formal request.
But I want to see...
Previous bylaws, current bylaws, and, you know, under what authorization were these changed?
Okay.
And I think you need to get the copies first.
Do you want me to ask for authorization or just get a copy of the bylaws?
Let's get a copy first and then, you know, we can do a comparison before we, you know, and then ask why, you know, under what authorization were these changed?
Yeah, okay.
Anything else? Line item?
That's the left to me.
I noticed it the other day when I looked at it.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the budget, but, you know, we discussed this sometime back and then, you know, we never moved forward and we may not want to this time, but there are firms out there that do recommendations for insurance and ways of, you know, utilizing medical health insurance to the best, what's the word I'm looking for? The best, for what's best for the town and for the employees themselves by offering options out there, kind of a cafeteria type plan. You know, somewhere, and this is not the time for it, but somewhere in the next 4, 5, 6, 7 months, you know, I think we need to maybe look at some options out there for doing a cafeteria plan. And because, you know, there are people that don't utilize insurance, there are people that do utilize insurance, and then offering them some additional options out
there.
It gives everybody leeway because, you know, just... It's beneficial to both parties concerned, and there's people that do that professionally.
When we do that, I have to notify Versa. Might be April 1st or it might be March 1st. I can't remember which one.
That we're going to do that?
That we're seeking. Whether it be additional or replacement.
Right.
Okay.
And some of it can go into that. I would like to see some. If an employee, I'm looking at one right here, they're full-time, but they don't have insurance. So that means they're using spousal insurance. So in turn, because I'm not spending $19,742.40 in insurance, that maybe if we figure up the cafeteria plan to where maybe you want to pay 75% of it.
Technically, it's kind of not in that large realm of thinking, but there's three different plans that the members can choose from. So if they want the lesser plan than the 250, or is it 250 something choice?
I'm thinking in lines of if I'm not spending money on your insurance.
You're talking about giving them more money in their
pocket. Follow me?
I do. The town gives them a lot of money in their pocket because they've got a whole lot.
Yeah, I think.
But what about the person that's not using the insurance and we're paying $0?
Then he's not, or they are not paying the premiums at all.
Yeah.
So that.
But their premium is $100, $200.
I know, but it's like you're making me think too much.
Okay.
Is it 170 something per month? Huh? No.
I know what you're saying. I think that's.
I have
it's
to.
Not
have
really
to,
got much to do with this particular budget.
Yeah, it would have to be worked on.
Right, I understand, and I will. I've had a couple of them actually ask me to look into them. And Bacor is one of them. I know. I think Big Stone went with them, and Wise might be with them.
So I'm good with that part. Then this one, I had some stuff I marked up.
Okay, let's just open it up for questions and go from there.
Yeah. I'm in revenue.
Revenue?
Yeah. Penalties and interest.
Where?
General property taxes. 001.
Revenues, top line.
Page 103, top.
100, 011, 060, 0001. Penalties and interest. And at our last meeting, when we discussed that, we went to 10,000. And now you've upped it to 12. Looking to.
I'm not on the same sheet you're on. What was the?
This page.
The revenue, the very bottom line and the top box.
Okay.
Penalties and interest. And I thought that we had agreed to go back to the 10,000.
We did, and I had it, and that was a step to get things balanced. And I was thinking that once the world goes back to where it used to be some sort, somewhat, that will actually start increasing. Because year to date, we already had 9,500.
And the meals tax.
The amount on here is.
We were going to do 235. But it's up to 252.
I think we discussed that last meeting or something, didn't we, guys? That, you know, we do have two new restaurants coming into town.
Well, we did. We went from that. He had it down to this, and we said, no, take it back to that, to that. See?
Mm-hmm.
To no change. And now we've gone to an extra $17,000 in meals tax. I don't know that I can get $17,000 in meals tax.
You might.
Well, the year before that, we had $264,000. Then this past year, we buzzed at $235,000. And then year to date, we got $226,000, and we got two extra restaurants coming in.
Plus, we've got how much more this year? We've got 2-3 months worth of meals tax coming through.
Right, we still got the last quarter we didn't put on there yet.
So year before COVID, we, how much was it?
$264,000.
$264,000, and we had proposed $262,000. Okay.
That's reasonable number.
Okay.
We proposed $230,000 and collected $264,000. Last fiscal year.
Okay. Just ask.
I understand.
There was something that I saw that disappeared. Disappeared.
Yeah.
On page 2 of 3, we have a line item that was there that's gone. It was fees, royalties, licenses and stuff. Police restitution income is completely gone. Where did it go? It was above state sales tax.
That was the restitution they got from courts, and they no longer give that out anymore. How much was on that other code sheet, do you remember?
We had it budgeted for 500.
Yeah. I think they collected 100.
I don't know how much they collected.
Well, I know they haven't collected in a year, pretty much. Because courts don't do it anymore.
So the year 2021, we didn't receive any money for the police restitution.
They quit doing that when I was.
Because it's on here for 2021 was 1637.31. The years before that, we'd had zero. And I was, why we
Courts,
put that in there?
Yeah, like court fines and forfeitures. I mean,
right.
We had 12,000, but police department only collected $1,071. And we had a budget at 12 at the time. And that's the fines that, like, tickets and stuff like that, they actually write. Town gets percentage of that back, and where all that went because they quit going out and because of COVID and exposing to the public, we took a big hit off of that. But if you look back 19 before COVID, they dropped drastically as well.
So I don't have those to look at.
You
scared me to death.
I put them on there.
Those are my proposed in the budget. I don't have, the only year to date is 2021.
19 and 20.
Yeah, it's on here.
Middle, right in the middle of everything.
18 and 19, you had 30,000, is that right?
I'm sorry, Bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Court fines and forfeitures, is that where you're at?
Yes.
Okay, see, it's different from the last months to this.
Well, yeah, y'all told me change colors, and I did some modifications. I did some balancing, so yeah.
Okay, so it's on a different page. Sorry.
And
well, but it's not over there because it's not on there.
Which one?
The police restitution income.
Right, because they're not collecting it anymore.
So see, I couldn't look at those numbers anyway.
But unless the police department starts making more charges and stuff, that number won't go up much more.
I'm thinking they need to do some more nighttime rendezvous through town and watch about what's going on downtown getting tore up. Just saying.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
On the last page of revenues,
Okay. Penalties
and fees, we have budgeted $30,000. We've collected almost $13,000. In 1920, we only collected almost $9,000. So how is that at $30,000?
In 1920 is when we start separating everything. So the money that was actually placed was placed elsewhere other than just sewer alone.
Okay, but.
And then just anticipating, we budgeted $29,000 last time, we got $12,000. Year to date, and once we get back to where we start collecting fees and everything again, and right now, I mean, there's
and we're not collecting.
Yeah.
I just raised it $500.
I know, but I'm just looking at the year to date.
That's COVID.
And the same thing.
That's what we're looking at right there is COVID.
Well, I mean, the same thing for sewer connections. Was that also split somewhere else?
It had to be because we've done a lot. How many sewer connections do we think we've done this year?
Well, on here it says 1450.
Well, I think we've done more. Because 1450 is only four.
So, well, why is it? So that's telling me that line item's keyed in incorrectly then.
Exactly. And a lot of those we are in the process of fixing.
I thought we had already fixed all of them.
No, not all of them.
So when will we have a budget that's fixed completely?
You want a date?
Well, we've got to have it.
I think we got to come out of here tonight with
agreed
upon budget to. We need to make some changes, and that's why we asked Jimmy to bring in the computer.
Right.
Next week?
So,
I think that was the time period we discussed.
We have.
It is.
Yeah.
And I understand what you're saying. It's just, it's.
I mean, but we need to go find out what.
Is our year to date?
Yeah, we've got collections. To find that if it's been keyed in somewhere else incorrectly, then that's wrong. But I'm just saying right here. For sewer connections in 1920, we were proposing $225 and made $1,600, mm-hmm. and then we've budgeted $8,000 and we've only showing on here $1,450. I mean, if we've collected more money than that, then it, where is it at?
I just feel like we have, because I know we've done more than, well, that's only one connection.
Have we done one?
For sewer, $1,400 is one connection?
Yeah.
We've done
it. We've
done a slew. So then they're keyed in somewhere else.
So is that throwing, my question is that throwing it's, something else off somewhere?
I'm thinking it's going more into miscellaneous at the time.
Even if you look at this miscellaneous and sewer, it's only...
This miscellaneous on the sewer is only $500. So it ain't going there. I don't see any other miscellaneous revenue besides under fees, royalty, licenses. Is it going there?
I've got miscellaneous underwater section of utility fund reserve, but that's
3,500.
That's only 3,500.
See, so just knowing that we've done more of those, but.
Well, I understand that, but it's not on paper.
I know. I can't figure it out. Any suggestions?
I mean, they run that through the register.
Yeah.
There is a specific code for that. So I don't know.
And that's how we've caught some of them that we have changed.
I mean, this miscellaneous revenues under fees, royalties, licenses, and other is at about $5,000. Is it going there? But that's budgeted at $5,000. So if it's going there, and we're budgeting for it there, then we can't budget for it over here too.
Can we talk to the other one day about that? It's just that there hasn't been any
sort of mention. I remember that.
The
oh, going to the registry.
I mean, so I don't, you and her had that conversation.
Well, me looking at this right here, it cannot vote on having a proposed budget of $8,000 if we've only collected
The second was going to put it to the code field, have advertised starting on the 4th.
Yep, because it has to be a week.
Right, and then special call meeting on the 14th.
Yep. That's the public hearing on the 14th.
Or public hearing, yeah.
And then the 21st for our approval.
Right.
That won't be here anyway, so.
You know, guys, like I said, we need to come out of this meeting tonight with something we can go to the paper with. So, and that's why, you know, again, we can go over here and change as we need to.
That number needs to be changed.
Can you remember where you made new sewer connections at? New ones?
I'll probably go ahead and look on the work orders.
Just guesstimate, I mean, do you?
I'd say probably 4 or 5.
And this is just showing one?
Now, a sewer connection would be a new connection going in, correct?
Right, tapped in the main line.
Okay, not an existing tap.
If they already had an existing sewer popped up, we don't charge them for connection.
So these are brand new connections.
So you've done 4 or 5 brand new connections?
Because in town's $850. Out of town is
it's on that one paper. Sewer commercial is...
Well, in towns, which is $850, and out town, $1,000 each. So $2,850 is more than that $1,500. And I thought about telling them, you got miscellaneous income, but then you got current, like sewer receipts. I don't know if they're putting that money in the receipt section, and that's what this is reflecting. I mean, the money is there, it's not...
Okay, in the past...
It can't be not found, it can be found, but it's intertwined within...
In the past, guys, you know, it's just remembering back for the last, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. We found during this budget process that, and Kathy, I'm assuming we're getting all these kinks worked out, but remember when we had the meetings in town hall, we would go back in, and Kathy, on probably 20 occasions, had to go back into her office and, you know, pull out certain account numbers, because there's a lot of coding issues that were taking place, and I'm assuming we've still got some of those coding issues going on.
Well, you find them all the time.
I don't hear about them anyway, so. Say what you want.
Listen, you.
Well.
I mean, we're going up $30,000 on sewer receipts.
And that's reasonable, because you've got that increase, 5% increase, 6% increase in water rates already voted in for next year. And then, of course, that's going to take your sewer revenues up also.
And these numbers reflect that 5%.
So, the last month's paper proposed 21-22 for sewer connections, we only budgeted for $3,000.
Now it's at $8,000.
And now it's at $8,000. And we had reduced it at that time. You had taken it down. But what he's done, he's got it. I can see what it is. The 2021 was $8,000. Mm-hmm. And he's moved the $8,000 back and kept
carried it over.
Yeah. And proposed, that was that. How much did we get that year? And so year to date, 1920, we just did $1,600. So I don't see us getting that.
And that year too, we were charging them by the material we bought and then the hours that they were there.
Right.
Which is now, and that's the reason we went with the set amount, because we was actually paying ourselves to go there and do all this stuff.
Right.
And I was hoping that would be a whole lot more, which I know it is, but I can't tell you where the money is. It's in the budget. It's in this year's budget. It's in the
collections. To find where that's being keyed in wrong to get that corrected. I mean, I understand what we're saying, and it may be that it's current sewer receipts is where the money's at. That's possible. On the current sewer receipts from the last month to now, you went from $580,000 to $620,699.30.
That's 5%.
The 5%?
Yeah.
That would be, that would have to, all the sewer receipts would have to be coming off of our bills, correct? So I don't see that those sewer connections would be in that.
Well, it's how they take it to the register. It's not how the bill's printed, it's how they receive the money and how they log it into the register.
Why would they not log it all in the same?
We're working on that. I don't know.
You have an answer?
There's usually one person that does it.
What are we talking about?
This being keyed in incorrectly.
At the register.
Register.
Those are regulations? There is a code, and I can't remember specifically, it's SWCON or something. It's pretty cut and dry.
So that's what I'm saying, so when somebody pays their water bill, it wouldn't, you wouldn't, so that's the sewer receipts, that's what you're receiving, that's straight off that.
Southern Software automatically separates all that, so they don't go through and they don't go through and put so much of this one, that one, the other. Southern Software separates it.
The current sewer receipts would not be keyed in with the sewer connections.
No.
That didn't move there, so somewhere, it's gone somewhere. If we've done five new ones.
I just wanna know where it's keyed in, what line item.
Where did it go into at? Where is it? And with having five times 850, we'll say? That'd be right.
What?
New connections. Residential.
About 4,000.
And that's if it was all in town.
Right.
I'm just saying, I've been told before that the numbers were there and they weren't. So that's why I want to know where they're at.
How much was 850 times 4?
$37, $35.
So.
I forgot. $34.
$34. So somewhere is $3,434 floating around.
I subtract $1,450, yeah. $2,000.
Okay, let me ask a question. We've got a number on expenses that we're very concerned about. And again, we've got to come out of here tonight with a balanced budget. So, you know, what I'm wondering is that if we go back to Sharon's original comments about the bonuses, you know, where we've got the bonuses put into this budget, mm-hmm. if we take those back out to zero where we normally are at for the last several years, and we take this TAP number back out to where we were at to begin with, then I think that's going to give us a balanced budget or close to it. You're going to have to change a couple of numbers around to get to that number. But that gets us back to where we were to begin with the bonuses, and gets us back to where we were with the sewer connections. Does that work?
Yeah.
And when you go out of here and say, they didn't budget you no bonuses.
I never say that. I'm just...
Somebody will.
We've done this in the past. We've got a history for years of doing this, guys. Yeah. I mean, it's legitimate. And, you know, we all know we're going to do it, you know, come December. I think all the workers understand, you know, that we've done it for the last several years. And, you know, they should be able to expect it this year. And you know, I think that everyone here is on board with those bonuses. But for the sake of getting this balanced budget tonight, I think if we take Devin Tay's concern, take that back to say zero or whatever for connections, we take the bonuses out, we're more than budgeted, we're mm-hmm. balanced.
I mean, I'm okay with 3,000. I mean, we did 1,600 last year, but 8,000 to me is.
Just, you know, take it back to zero, take the bonuses out, and you know, you've still got $3,500 you got to put back into it somewhere.
You can put that back as...
Yeah, just miscellaneous if you have to.
Yeah.
But I mean, that answers your concern, and then answers the concern that, you know, Sharon had earlier.
We could figure out where that key is that's being misdone, so we know where they're at. And then they should match what Jeff's got work orders for.
Yeah, I think, you know, Kathy, if I'm misspeaking, please correct me. I think that, you know, through all the diligent work that has been done with these, you know, coding issues that we've had over the years, I think we're a whole lot closer coding-wise to where we were even, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. Because we were a mess 3 or 4 years ago. So does that work for everybody?
I think that would do it. What do you say, Jimmy? He says okay.
I think we'll be real close to budgeting.
And just take take the excess into miscellaneous. And then we find something else tonight, you know, we need to work with that gives us some leeway.
That's why April is a better day.
Yes. I agree.
It makes it hard to do this under the pressure that I know that it has to get done now. And we didn't have time to argue about it.
Well, hopefully.
Voting on it. I think we voted on it in May before, or for our very first meeting in June. I mean, already had it advertised.
Well, one of the things, guys, I think that's been kind of a problem for us this year, where it's not been kind of a problem, it has been a problem for us, is in years past, we've always had these 2 or 3 Saturdays that we've done, you know, the little budget workshop over there in the office where we got the thing. And with COVID this year, you know, being what it was, I don't think anyone was comfortable doing that. And, you know, next year, I think we need to go back to that process. Because when you've got the computer right there, we run you to death, even though you've had surgery. You're going to be recouped
for
them.
We could just put you on FaceTime and let you sit there at your office. We just FaceTime her at the office.
Okay, any other concerns anybody has?
Those were all I had. So when you redo all that and get all that done, if you'll re-email it.
So, does anyone have any questions?
No, look at it again.
Okay, well, again, guys, I think something we've got to know before we leave here tonight is that, you know, by making these changes that we've just talked about, you know, this budget's got to be posted in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. So, or is everyone comfortable with those changes being made this going into the newspaper?
Yeah, but I think before it's sent, as soon as those changes are made, it needs to be sent to us.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I want a copy of the file.
Did y'all look at the utilities increases? And
that's what I just picked in my hand.
That goes along with what we've already voted on, correct?
It does. The only thing that's different is
the garbage.
Yeah, it's going up to $10. And the trash cans versus dumpsters from $11 to $12, and then if you depends on how many times you pick it up the week, went from $15 to $17, and then $20 to $25. It'd be 3 times a week.
I don't have a problem with that. Does anyone have a problem with it?
And also, what I've done too is we've noticed that if somebody tampers with the meters and they end up breaking a meter, we have never charged them for. We charge them the $100 tampering fee, but we've never recouped the damages that they actually created. So I implemented a $250 tampering due to damage. If it's not damaged, it's just a $100 tampering fee. But if it is damaged, it's $100 plus $250.
You need to put that on their water bills coming July.
It will be all this.
Yeah.
So because the garbage fee is part of the budget, we don't have to vote on that separate. The increase?
The garbage fee we do not.
That's correct.
Correct that we don't have to vote on it?
I mean, you can vote on it as part of the
overall budget. As of the budget.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And the tampering fee, but I'm saying for that.
Exactly, but obviously that has to be advertised with the budget.
It will be, that one, everything will be there. Return checks, I'm maintaining the same, and reconnections, still $60, that hasn't changed. So the only thing I've added is the extra $250 for those who break the ears or whatever off, trying to cut those locks off. And then we end up having to pay to put that meter back in, because it's no longer serviced. Anything else you think of? I'll make these few changes and balance it again, and I'll zip it out to you.
Okay.
If, for say, or took the $8,000, go back one here, sorry, out of the sewer connection, I'm thinking we're gonna have about almost $3,000. If I go ahead and put the $3,000 there just to help balance it, instead of having zero there right now.
Just leave the three?
If I need to, whatever change I got left over.
Either put it there under miscellaneous.
Just put it under miscellaneous.
Just leave that zero for connection fee?
Yeah, leave it zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, until we figure out where that's getting keyed into, I'd like to just leave it empty, until we figure out where it goes. I think we need to find out where that's been keyed in at. Could it be done, and if Jeff pulls his work orders on that by date, could you go into the, by date and hunt for it and figure out where it went?
How difficult it's gonna be though to try to find those particular work orders?
He's got it all filed, he's got a system. I know he does.
Follow that.
Yeah, that's what I was curious, it's in the file.
In Southern Software too, we can do query searches, but.
But if it's keyed in wrong.
It's like I was, yeah, it's like I was trying to find vehicle maintenance expenditures. But there's so many different ways, and we're in the process of fixing it. There's so many different ways that they can put that into the register, whether it be vehicle 11, how public works. They say vehicle 11 maintenance, whatever, but then somebody else, they may go to vehicle, then put 11 down. So there's just so much, I mean, it's a great program, it's just a, it's not user-friendly trying to extract.
I think I've heard that part before, it's not been user-friendly. But at the same time, nobody wants to change it either.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I can't afford to change it. They don't wanna learn a new system, it's not been in there that long.
Peachtree works great, guys, they just nickel and dime you to death. Okay, is there anything else on the budget tonight, guys? And everyone's okay with these changes? And if you're not, speak now and forever hold your peace. Okay. Do we have any reason for a closed session tonight?
Yes. No.
No.
I just throw that out there.
Might as well get spitballed there, sure.
Okay.
I was just kidding there, tape recorder.
One little tidbit of information, guys, and this is something just for thought going forward. When we talked with Chris Mullins a couple of 3 weeks ago, when we were going over the outline with the county and PSA and all that good stuff, you know, we know that one of the uses for the American Recovery Act money, is water sewer. And, you know, we've got one point, according to Warner's office, 1.68 million coming. And, you know, we've spent part of that. We realize we've spent part of that tonight and a couple of other things that we are doing and some other programs that are out there that we need to look at under this act. But a huge chunk of that money is going to be available. We've got 4 years to spend it. And I talked to Chris the other day about, you know, we've got some preliminary information already. We've got one offer, I think, Jimmy, don't we, from DEQ on this downtown water and or downtown sewer project. This is something I feel is vital. That's got to be done. It needs to be done sooner than later. I've asked him to do some additional research work into that thing. And, you know, down the pack, not tonight, but down the pack, further down, you know, I think we need to look at utilizing that that money coming in for this project down here. So just food for thought. Let's see. Last item on the agenda then is going to be council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No comments.
Mr. Mooney. Mr. Steele.
Appreciate everybody's work.
Mrs. Steele.
I want to thank the town crew for all of their hard, diligent work that they've done at the pool. The pool looks great. I appreciate them coming when I've called. I appreciate Jimmy backing me when I called him. I always tag you in it. I know it's individually.
I was out of pocket this weekend. I think I was off the grid.
That's not my fault. I tagged you in them all. But it's much appreciated because I know it's a lot of hard work up there. And all the other work that you're going to be doing this next week to get us ready for Friday for opening day. And I know that the kids are excited. All the kids are excited. I expect a big crowd. And be sure you show your son how to backwash that sucker.
Oh, he needs a set of keys.
Yes.
If you can make him up.
And we need some keys to the door.
I've got a set.
The new door. I heard we had keys.
Yeah, I don't need
Will, I thank you for keeping it. I'll be right
abreast. But if you want to send Nick by there and get a set of keys, then if you already have a set, because he needs a set.
We just got to make one for that door, don't we?
I got one in the front. You come out the fifth room? Yeah, I
got
one in the
front. Oh, that new door you installed.
Yeah, and the keys and gates.
The new keys.
The keys and gates right there. We're going to put that new door up.
Oh, he done made them.
No.
Gave them to you.
I got a key. I apologize. I didn't know there was a
key. Yeah, I need that key. We're going to store paper goods and stuff over there.
I already got it. I'm going to get to you.
Everything looks good. I've got mine painted.
You should see the rings of keys in my car.
But anyway, and all your work, and I'm sorry to be such a butt about that slide, but it's a safety concern for me all the way around. So.
Anybody want a slide on taking that?
I don't. I told him to trash that sucker. We're still on things. So anyway, I'm done.
You're done. Okay, guys, thanks for everyone. Thanks for everyone's hard work tonight. I mean, it's a boring process, but it's a process that's got to be done. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor for adjournment, please signify by saying aye. 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 Me. Any opposed? We are adjourned.
Aye.